All right, on this Monday morning, a little cool out there. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Life Skills Center's Memory Care Services, along with the Area Agency on Aging 1B, is having a virtual workshop to help those who are caring for somebody living with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Joining us right now is the program manager at Life Skills Centers, Mary Beth Fleury. Mary Beth, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me today.
You know, it's we're doing so many virtual things. You know, one of the upsides of it, though, is that it does allow, in some cases, more people to participate in them, doesn't it?
It does. It is more convenient for most people to access their computer, access a workshop through that means, rather than going to one site. Somebody that lives out in the western part of the county, doesn't matter where they're at, they can just turn on their computer, their smart device, their phone, and access some great information.
There you go. This program we're talking about is coming up in a couple of weeks, September 29th. Tell us a little bit more about it.
So our speaker is Jill Gaffner Livingston, and she is a certified dementia care practitioner and the author of Personal Positioning for Caregivers, Supporting Caregivers through radio and television and national seminars for over 15 years. And Jill herself was a caregiver for her husband, who suffered some severe medical trauma that eventually affected his brain. And so she had to learn how to navigate juggling a full-time career, a family, and how to be a caregiver that comes from whether it was care in the home and trying to find the right care providers for her husband, you know, meeting all the medical needs that he required, and then eventually moving into more of a skilled setting. And just the ups and downs of the real journey that she walked. So she has great insight and great support for our caregivers in St. Clair County. And people will walk away from this presentation, I believe, feeling inspired, more confident, and hopefully reach out to resources in their community so that they can get the support that they need to be caregivers.
Boy, that's the important thing, too, is reaching out to those resources that do exist. And sometimes caregivers don't, and I've always said this, I feel like caregivers don't think of themselves as caregivers. They're just, you know, a husband or a wife or a son or a daughter or a friend. They don't think of themselves as caregivers, and so they don't really look for other resources. They just keep their head down and keep at it.
That's true. It is an all-consuming job, being a caregiver 24/7, especially for those with dementias. And there are great resources available in St. Clair County for our dementia caregivers. And it can help ease the load of caregiving. It can, you know, while caregiving, it is a sometimes can be a burden, it can be a challenge, it is one that is full of love and compassion as well. Yeah. And if our caregivers in St. Clair County only know about the resources available to them, then it can make that journey so much easier for both themselves and for their loved one that they're caring for.
September 29th, that's 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's about an hour and a half long. How does somebody go about registering for this program?
So there's two ways that they can register. They can do it by email. They can email Area Agency on Aging 1B at wellnessprograms@aaa1b.org, or they can call 833-262-2200.
All right, very good. Hey, while we got you here, let's talk a little bit about the walk to end Alzheimer's, which occurs every year in September. It'll be a little different this year, right?
It will. We don't want to forget about our people who have Alzheimer's and memory impairments. Our community has really rallied the past few years and attended our walk, and last year we added a 5K to that event. And we always had great support. And we just couldn't let another year go by without showing that support, continuing that support. So we will be having a virtual walk to end Alzheimer's disease on Saturday, September 19th. And we're asking participants throughout St. Clair County to go out in their neighborhood, wherever they are that day, and walk to remember or support somebody who is battling this disease. Take a picture of yourself or a small video and upload it to our Facebook page. And people can access that at facebook.com/DARCFCC.
There you go. Go out for a walk this Saturday and take a picture and show your support for the Dementia and Alzheimer's Resource Committee here in St. Clair County, which has really done a lot of great work to connect families and caregivers to some of the help available, hasn't it?
It has. We, in the short time that we have been together as a support group or as a committee, we have offered multiple educational events, resource referrals. We have a dynamic respite care grant that will help ease that transition from the caregiver being the only caregiver to accessing some of the support services available throughout our community. So it's a great group of people, both professional and private healthcare professionals and caregivers that come together, and we're just trying to bring all the resources available into one easily accessible place so that our caregivers can call us and say, where do I go? And we can give them that starting point and make it a little bit easier for them.
There you go. Yeah, reach out. There is help available. Mary Beth, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.